1909, William Howard Taft took on the toughest job around, that of following a popular and colorful president. A big, jovial man and a naval executive, Taft once called the White House the loneliest place in the world and was more than happy to vacate it in favor of Woodrow Wilson in 1913.
Not goodbye, girls, only a reward.
The greatest conflict man had ever known tore the world asunder, and Woodrow Wilson stood like a beacon of hope in a sea of insanity. His one great dream was for the establishment of an international organization to deal with world problems and avert future wars. His League of Nations was established, but the United States, still relying on two oceans for protection, prevented our membership in the League by refusing to ratify the Treaty of Versailles. Wilson left the White House, his health broken, but his spirit and dignity intact, convinced that time would prove him right.
Back to normal, no more war. We want to live like we lived before. Warren G. Harding is equal to the chore. Getting back to normal.
Normalcy never means the same today as it did yesterday. And Warren G. Harding served a difficult 4 years. He was betrayed by friends. And the Teapot Dome scandal, when high government officials leased property belonging to the Navy to private interests, rocked the nation. After an exhausting tour in defense of his administration, Warren G. Harding died in office. Calvin Coolidge became our 30th president and served through 5.5 years of unprecedented prosperity. He could easily have had the nomination for another term, but he issued the single brief statement, "I do not choose to run," and the presidency passed to Herbert Clark Hoover. The man who had worked so selflessly to feed the starving people of Europe that the word Hooverize, meaning to sacrifice willingly so that others might eat, had become a part of our language. Now, with the breakdown of a wartime economy, many of his own countrymen faced starvation. A Great Depression engulfed the nation, and once again she searched among her sons for a strong leader to guide her through the storm.